probiotic.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturnalia at Sunday. I keep doing it every single time. The Saturnalia.
Well, it's no
edition.
Secret. It's Saturnalia, and
right.
We are celebrating tonight.
We are celebrating. Of course, it's Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And, you know, I was going to have Krampus on, but.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a flighty spirit.
He is.
He flew into the studio at first, and then he decided he didn't want to be on.
So. Right, right. You know, and apparently Krampus punishes, you know, the bad kids. If you don't know who that is, he's like the bad version of Santa.
He's the Christmas demon.
Right, he's the Christmas demon. And so, you know, apparently I keep hearing about these Liberty babies, but I guess there's so many status babies that Krampus is very busy with the bag. And I'm just kidding. That's a terrible joke because there's nothing wrong with being a child. Anyway. So, this is the live Sunday night edition, and you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. You can also contact us on Skype. Our handle is lrn.fm. You can send us a contact request, and then we'll accept that, and then, you know, you can call in, and it always sounds great. And just to prove it, I've got Andy on Skype. Andy, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. What did you want to talk about, Andy?
You talked about one crazy sex law in Alabama. I got a couple more for you.
Oh, let's have.
Do you live in Alabama?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
All right. First off, miscegenation, you know, mixing of the races, was illegal in Alabama until 2001. They never appealed their
until
statute.
Until 2001?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. They never appealed the state statute on it. It was, you know, struck down by some federal Supreme Court decision, but it was 2001 before the state legislature actually repealed that law.
Wow. And people say government, like, does its job. Okay. Anyway.
What did they do? I mean, like... I guess they would try to get the parents, but, like, I could just picture some bureaucrat going up to a kid whose parents are, one of them's black and one of them's white, and saying, you're an illegal. What are we going to do with you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I'm sure the law was only applied on black men marrying white women. So
yeah,
they seem to like that even less.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's part of the, theoretically, that's why the state got involved, or, you know, the government got involved in marriage in the first place, was to keep... blacks right. and whites from getting married.
Yeah, it's that license thing. They can deny it.
Yeah, exactly. What else? What other crazy law you got down there?
I'm not sure this one's an urban legend, but I have heard we have a law that an orgy in Alabama is defined as a group of men and women of more than four who are barefoot in the same room.
Who are barefoot?
I'm not sure if that's an urban legend.
We'll have to look into that one.
Wow.
But pretty much the urban legend or the possible law is that if, you know, they don't even have to be doing anything. Just if they're barefoot and there's that many people, four men, four women standing in a room, that's an orgy.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
So as long
America
as you keep your
so
socks
tame.
On, you know, I mean, everything, anything goes.
Yeah, see, that's what lawyers would tell you. It's like, no, just keep your socks on. It'll be fine.
Yeah. And the best one that they still enforce nowadays, if you buy a sex toy in Alabama, you have to sign a document that says this is for medical purposes.
Is this the Brady Bill?
I am not kidding. You know, if you go into a porn shop, there's this big notice that says, you know, that this device is sold at this store or used for only medical purposes only. We will sign blah, blah. So you have to actually sign a document to tell you that, you know, this, you know, whatever you're buying is for a medical purpose.
Isn't this how they used to sell this back when they were first invented?
I was going to say, I think I feel a case of hysteria coming
on.
Right. You know, I'm going to have to go to the store.
And I mean, because they would have vibrators and, you know, and dildos like in the Sears Roebuck catalog in the early 20th century,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did, but they had to market them as massagers.
Exactly, like as some kind of medical device.
Yeah. But, you know, this is why I don't really, you know, like I mean, if people are sick and they use marijuana to treat their symptoms, yeah, like I want them to have access to it, obviously. But I think that medical marijuana can really go a little too far because, A, it's saying that marijuana is for sick people, and B, it's saying that, well, as long as you have a medical problem, a diagnosis, then you get to do it. You get to be allowed to use this drug.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's creating as many social stigmas as you are when you say that it's just bad.
Yeah, like, why don't we just come out with it and say, no, like, some people just like to use marijuana because they enjoy it.
Yeah,
they don't have to have a sickness to be able to do
right.
it. And you don't have to have an illness or a medical diagnosis to be able to use a sex toy.
No, yeah, exactly.
Sorry, you just don't. That's actually totally normal and healthy.
Yeah, and they've been around forever. I mean, there's a, you know, wooden ones
yeah,
they found in Egypt.
Yeah.
There's ones that they found that go back to Paleolithic times, even before Egypt. So ridiculous. But Andy, do you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I wonder if I could switch gears and talk a little bit about the Civil War and
okay.
how it relates to where I'm from in Alabama, actually.
Sure.
I read this really great book, and if you haven't read it, you need to pick it up. It's called Lies My Teacher Told Me.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I have heard of this.
Yeah, I think I've read excerpts from that.
Yeah, it's really great, and when he's talking about the Civil War, he speaks a lot about how a lot of the South was actually not really in favor of the Confederacy during the time. And I didn't realize this until I started researching this Civil War grave that's on my family's property. And we just assumed it was a Confederate grave. It said gave the guy's name, and it said 1st Alabama Cavalry. So, of course, it's an Alabama unit. So, of course, it's a Confederate grave. I started looking into it after I'd read that book, and I found out it's actually a Union soldier grave.
Were a Union unit in Alabama?
Yes. There was looking at the history, there was actually a county a few counties over called Winston County, and they during the Civil War, they seceded from the Confederacy and kept the Confederate Army and the Home Guard out of Winston County during the whole war. So they didn't send any soldiers to the Confederacy during the Civil War, which is cool, but it's sort of covered up in the history books because they want to present this front of, oh, everybody in the South was worried about their rights, and everyone was, you know, a good, loyal Confederate during the Civil War.
But clearly, yeah. but it would seem that's not the case, that
right.
there are at least some that...
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's very interesting and comforting to some
yeah.
degree.
Yeah, and this is interesting because, like, the Northeast, even almost into the Northeast corner of Mississippi, but North Alabama is really more Appalachian than it is, you know, sort of what you think about, like, antebellum South.
Right, right.
No plantation. It's mountainous up here. It's kind of hilly. And so we probably have more in common with Pennsylvania coal miners than, like, plantation owners down in Montgomery.
Sure.
Yeah, so there was a unit raised in the towns of Bridgeport, Huntsville, and Decatur during the Civil War. It was called the 1st Alabama Cavalry, and it fought for the Union during the Civil War.
That's very interesting. In fact, you know, I mean, something else, this goes both ways, because there's actually, I believe it's the home of, or some very famous home in mm-hmm. Vermont, in what's the name of it? Bennington? I think it might even be just out of Bennington.
Yep.
Is that in Vermont? Where there's slave quarters there.
Mm,
and it's
yep.
from, you know, the late 19th century.
Right.
And so it's like, come on, you know, that's when it was built, that's when it was done. And
isn't there a statue of a Confederate general in Washington, D.C. too or something?
Ooh, that gets into a whole other ballgame. That's Albert Pike.
Uh-huh.
And that's weird because he's the only one.
Mm.
And that doesn't make any sense. If the Confederacy was a bunch of, you know, quote unquote bad guys, which, you know, come on, everybody's human. You know, that why is he there? You know, it's kind of an oddball thing.
Yeah, but I would seriously encourage people to look up the history of, say, Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina, and obviously West Virginia during the Civil War. The Confederacy was not strong in those areas. They had to send the army in there, and they had to send the Home Guard in there to try to enforce the draft and try to force a lot of the really mountainous areas to be part of the Civil War, because they didn't want to be have anything to do with slavery. There was a lot of anti-slavery sentiment during.
Well, you know, that's interesting you bring that up too, Andy, and I'm glad you did, because I mean that's also saying, because I think a lot of liberty minded people hold up the South as, or the Confederacy anyway, I should say, as like somehow, oh yeah, they wanted secession, they understood how this is supposed to be, you know, nullification and all this business, but like you're saying, they sent in the armies to force the draft.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And the South Carolina itself said, slavery is the reason why we're seceding. And their argument on states' rights was, well, Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine are not enforcing the Fugitive Slave Act.
Wow. Really interesting stuff, Andy. Thank you so much for calling in tonight with your thoughts, and crazy laws and then crazy history.
That was interesting.
Yeah, people need to look into all this stuff for themselves and not just believe what you're taught in school or gets pushed on, schlepped on television. Anyway, your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, bad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6633. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Brian
and Stephanie.
And we have run the gamut, as we always do on Free Talk Live, because it's a show where you can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. The phone number is 855-450-3733, and that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And Stephanie, if I was wanting to, say, leave the U.S., to maybe find some more freedom, financial or whatever, outside of the U.S., where exactly would I want to go?
Well, if you want to find out some more information about sort of how to do that in a smart manner, or maybe if you want to research that decision a little bit, there's a conference coming up called the Passport to Freedom Conference.
That's very handy. Amazing. Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you had some idea.
Some idea.
But this is interesting to me because, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there who are kind of thinking about, well, you know, like, is it time to leave the U.S.? And if I wanted to do that, how would I go about it? And the theme of the Passport to Freedom Conference is actually called Fight or Flight. Like, should you stay in the U.S. and kind of fight for your freedom, or should you go and maybe try to pursue other avenues of obtaining freedom in your lifetime? And this conference is sort of meant to answer that question. It's going to be happening in Las Vegas, so you don't have to actually leave the U.S. to attend the conference. and you could potentially have a fun weekend in Vegas as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be January 23rd to the 25th. There's a possibility that some of us from Free Talk Live may be there, but we're still firming up our plans.
Yes.
So, we may or may not be there. We're kind of working on it. But I have to say, this is something that I would really like to go to because I'm interested in the subject matter, and it's going to be awesome. Like, they've got a lot of experts on how to make an offshore bank account, how to protect your wealth, how to get a second passport.
Sure. Peter Schiff's going to be there.
Where to go?
Bobby Casey, Jeff Berwick.
Yeah, you know, all the big names, all these people who have been traveling around the world for a while and who really know what they're talking about in terms of getting out of the farm, the tax farm that you were born on, and choosing a different pastures.
sure.
Becoming a grass-fed human. Also, you know, I hear Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine is going to be there, which is interesting to me because, you know, I'm definitely interested in Bitcoin as a strategy for sort of location independence and global freedom. So if this sounds interesting to you, you can go to passport.freetalklive.com and you'll be able to see all kinds of information there, including the speakers list. And this is coming up soon, so make your plans now if you want to go or if you're at all interested. You can find out more info at passport.freetalklive.com.
Fantastic. We got, again, this is a show where you can call in, so our lines are getting loaded up here now. Let's go to Matt in everywhere.
He's everywhere.
The board up actually says, or it says everywhere. that's fine.
That's a Saturnalia miracle.
That's right. Matt, what did you want to talk about?
Well, the reality is that adhesion contracts are everywhere.
How did I know you were going to say adhesion contracts, Matt? I just had a feeling.
That is true. I think adhesion contracts are, unfortunately, everywhere.
I would like to get out of them. I mean, do you have any ideas of how to get out of them?
How to get out of them without having, you know, a man with a gun come after me?
I guess you could leave the U.S. and become a permanent tourist. That's the one strategy that some people take. Another one would be to, you know, not get a driver's license and all that kind of stuff, but there's only so much you can really avoid if you're going to live here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. It's like you could just pretend, you know, that they don't exist and just live your life.
See how that works out.
I think that would be kind of a problem. Of course, there's also, if you go a few miles away from McMurdo in Antarctica, and I'm being half-joking when I say this, because, I mean, you could essentially, you know, avoid them there. But how about you, Matt? You got any thoughts?
Yeah, I do have thoughts. I actually think that your Free Talk Live radio show is absolutely in line with the New World Order. I think you're in line with Alex Jones, and I think you ignore the actual original beginnings of America, and they were Christian beginnings, and they were
hold on a second, Matt.
Beginnings.
So how can we be in line with the New World Order and Alex Jones at the same time? Because I thought Alex Jones opposed the New World Order.
No, he's all for it because he has an FCC contract and he maintains his adhesion contract.
Now, well, doesn't he claim that America was like initially a Christian nation?
I don't think so. Not from
okay.
My
I mean, I'm under the opinion that he does, but go ahead.
I don't see any evidence of it.
Okay. Well, he's Christian. I mean,
he's a very Christian guy. I will totally. Well, first off, this show doesn't in no way support the New World Order, unless you think that like supporting a voluntary society and not like say following, like the Declaration of Independence or something, makes you essentially part of the New World Order.
What exactly is? What do you mean by the New World Order? What is the New World Order?
Well, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, I mean, it's what the
from many
1789 contract entailed.
I mean, I'm not familiar with that, so it's hard to say that I support it, but...
Well, it's a reference to... So are you saying that the United States wasn't part of the New World Order before the Constitution or before the Bill of Rights?
Now, I'm saying the United States Constitution is absolutely the New World Order, and it did, abrogate the rights of Englishmen and the Magna Carta to admiralty jurisdiction, and the United States of America is absolutely Satan incarnate.
Wow.
And if you have contracts with it, which I do myself, we're in bad shape.
Well, Matt, I want to say this. I'll say this, okay? Actually, if the New World Order is like, say, the Freemasons, and if their history, if you're talking about a group, if the New World Order is like a group that goes back to, maybe Bavaria a few hundred years ago, then yes, the Constitution is actually a part of the New World Order because it's following Plato's rules of what a republic should be. And all of those were, what were held up by guys like Manly P. Hall and Francis Bacon and the whole lot of them. And they wanted a one world government. And they wanted it all done under rules that are very, very similar sounding to the United States Constitution. But with that in mind, Matt, I want to say, okay, before I let you go, I want to say that Free Talk Live does not, I can't speak for everybody on Free Talk Live, but I can speak for myself, and I'm sure, Stephanie, you can corroborate the statement, is that I do not support the United States Constitution by any stretch of the imagination.
Right, neither do I.
or any adhesion contract. I'm with you there, Matt.
We're not quite with you on the Christianity thing.
Yeah,
but,
not with you on the Christianity thing, because that's an adhesion contract that I could never agree or disagree to, so I consider it invalid.
Well, Christianity was never an adhesion contract, but I do want to give a high five to both of you.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much for your call tonight and your thoughts. And we have more calls online. We'll get to them in moments. You can still call in, though, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We promise we're not a part of the NWO. It is the live Sunday night edition with Brian.
And Stephanie.
Though sometimes I've been accused of being a part of the NWO, admittedly. Well, not really accused, but anyway.
I think you've been accused of being many things, Brian, and you're just you're a man of mystery.
That's right.
Kind of comes with the territory.
That's right. Global man of mystery.
Yep.
Why does he always wear black? Anyway.
Why does he always cover one eye in his pictures?
You know, if there are people that are trying to achieve global control, let me tell you about something that really would rest it from their hands. That would be Bitcoin. And let me tell you a great way to use Bitcoin. Okay, because again, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, and a decentralized currency, in my opinion, begs for decentralized and open source software and apps to use it.
Oh, yeah.
And one of those, I consider this one of the best. And it's CryptoKit, okay? That's KryptoKit. You can go to CryptoKit.com and check it out. It's totally free. It's everything. It's not just a Bitcoin wallet. It's also a secure messaging system. It uses GPG, which is the open source version of PGP, okay, that the NSA freaks out about. because they can't crack it. According to everything we know from the Edward Snowden revelations, they can't mess with GPG and PGP.
And it's an extension for Chrome, so it's right in your browser.
Right in your browser.
I mean, right there.
Exactly. It is so easy to use. You don't have to do passwords. You don't have to do anything. Whatever level of security you want to do, you can use it, and it's so simple to set up. All your data is stored client-side. Nothing's going off to any servers for you to worry about. It's all being done right on your computer.
Yeah, in fact, it's really cool because when you install CryptoKit, Brian, you and I both use this. Sometimes we sext each other through CryptoKit.
It's true. It's true.
Try to break our encryption notes.
Only the truth on Free Talk Live.
But when you install it, it actually prompts you. You open up this little extension. It makes like a little... call out, I guess, from your Chrome window, and you move your mouse around the window to basically add some extra randomness into the mix to generate a secure Bitcoin address right there. And you can export and import private keys in there if you're an advanced user and you want to do something like that. You can, with CryptoKit, what it does is if you visit a website, instead of having to like copy and paste a Bitcoin address if you want to send Bitcoin somewhere, what it does for you is it finds any Bitcoin addresses on the page.
Yeah.
And then it has a little radio button so you can choose, do I want to send Bitcoin to this address or that address? And then, boom, all you do is put in the amount you want to send,
exactly.
Click send, and it takes... Bitcoin was already frictionless, but this makes it even easier.
Yeah,
you don't have to open multiple tabs. You don't have to have programs open. Nope, just right in your browser, you can make Bitcoin payments, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. Frictionless is definitely the word for it. Again, it's a Chrome extension. You can go to the Chrome Web Store and download it there. There will be a Firefox version coming if you're interested in that. And there's a whole lot. It's a bright future for CryptoKit. So, but it's the best, in my opinion, it's probably the best wallet going right now.
Yeah. With encryption keys, I think one thing we should mention, which this is a question that people get confused about a lot.
Sure.
So it's just like with Bitcoin addresses. So like if you have someone's Bitcoin address, you can send Bitcoins to them, but Bitcoins can't be moved out of that address unless somebody has the private key.
Right.
So the address is like their public key, and the private key is what is used to move the Bitcoins out. With encryption, if you want to send somebody an encrypted message, you have to have their public key.
Right.
And then which they then decrypt the message with their private key that's matched to that public key.
Right.
So the public key, you can give it out to anyone you want to be able to send you encrypted messages. And that's how encrypted email works, and it's also how CryptoKit works with the messaging component.
Yeah, I mean, very, very secure.
Yeah, so just that's the confusion, because people think, if I want to send Brian an encrypted email, you know, what do I need? Well, you need Brian's public key. And if he wants to send you back an encrypted email, he needs your public key.
Right, which you can send if you get one person's key. It's probably a good idea to send your key with the first message you send to that person.
Right, yeah. So, and they're also on public key servers, too. So like
pgp.mit.edu.
Yep, that's a public
You can actually look up Brian Sovereign, and you can get mine. And I use CryptoKit. I have a Chromebook, and so which I carry with me everywhere. And I love having my Bitcoin wallet ready to go right in Chrome. And so it works on Chromebooks as well, which not a lot of wallets can say that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you always keep your private key. Just like with Bitcoin, you keep your private keys private.
Absolutely.
Like your underwear.
Yeah, that's right. So CryptoKit.com, CryptoKit.com. Please check that out and use it. It is wonderful and totally free. Anyway, let's get to the phones. We've got a couple people lined up here, and we've got Bill in North Carolina. Bill, are you with us? What would you like to talk about?
I guess New World Order, I guess it takes all kinds of people, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, I've got a story for you.
Okay.
From Western North Carolina about the war between states.
Okay.
In Edneyville,
which would be another name for the Civil War.
Which is the name for the Civil War before it became the Civil War after Lincoln did his proclamation.
Okay.
Anyway, with the start of the war between the states, in Edneyville, North Carolina, the town's name for his home person, which would be Edney, I can't think of his first name, but he got all the people together, and they were to decide whether they're going to go with the Confederate side, stay neutral, or go with the Northern side. Well, with all that was going on, there was one big fight that broke out. And when it was all over, I think Edney stood up, or some cohort part of it, and he stood up and said, okay, we're going to side with the Union, or not the Union, but the Confederates. But it was a big fight. It broke out. Everybody was punching everybody else. I mean, it was just a big brawl at that point.
So there was, sir, are you saying there was some serious contention as to who was taking what sides where?
Right, there was.
Okay. Hmm. And, I mean, really even right. down south, because, you know, I think this is important to bring up, is that, because I think, you know, as terrible as slavery is a terrible thing. No
sure.
question about it, you know, and the atrocities that occurred during the war between the states were, you know, terrible. Both sides, okay?
True.
And it's very important to bring up, you know, just how divided that people really were individuals in this. The collectivism has to go in history in general.
Yeah, it's because it's always made out to be like, well, everybody in this geographic area, south of this line, they all thought this, and north of this line, they all thought that, and obviously that's not true.
It's not true.
No, not at all. Oh, and there's one other thing, too.
Sure, Bill.
In Western North Carolina, there was a very small, I mean, a very small group of black slaves. There really was. In fact, off of Highway 64 heading, I guess it would be called Chimney Rock Road, heading down to Chimney Rock, there is a slave graveyard out there somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know where it's at, but it's on 64 heading, it's Chimney Rock Road heading down toward through Bat Cave into Chimney Rock, but there is a slave graveyard out there because my mother, who was born and raised in that area, said her father, my grandfather, told her not to drink out of that well, whatever well it was and wherever it's at. And he said, because that's a slave graveyard.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The bodies were, like, contaminating the well?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility, but, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I don't even know where it's at. I know it's off Highway 64 heading down toward Bat Cave and Jimmy Rock.
Yeah, that's horrible.
As far as that goes.
Yeah.
Now, anytime we... Go ahead.
Sure, go ahead, Bill.
Well, I got a question for you. Since you don't want the Constitution, what about the Magna Carta?
I'll admit to you, Bill. I mean, I'm not a fan of any kind of codified laws. I'm not really a big fan of laws in general. I'm a fan of voluntary interaction with human beings.
Okay, well, I understand. There's no argument. I mean, everybody has their own idea of things, and it's not a point to argue about.
Sure.
You state your views, and that's the end of it. Now, what about the Pilgrims when they made their pact coming on to the in the Massachusetts when they all made up some kind of rules and regulations that they would keep the community together.
Is this where? Go ahead. I mean, wasn't the governor like creating some degree of a communist kind of area?
I think that was Virginia.
Was that Virginia?
The Virginia colony.
That was Roanoke, I think.
Oh, okay, okay.
With the Pilgrims, they were working all together. Though some people would be better off than others, but they would, and then the ones who were not doing their fair share would get less. More or less.
Yikes, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. It didn't sound like too much fun to live in those days, you know?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Puritanism.
No, exactly. Bill,
hey,
thank you so much for all the information.
Christmas to you all.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Happy Saturnalia.
Yeah.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are in the remaining moments of the sexy Saturnalia edition.
It comes but once a year.
It may, I don't. Anyway, see, I tell you, when the anarchists take over, this is how it goes.
Well, we come back every week here to Free Talk Live.
That's right, we're here. Just, we're not always in control, you know. We kind of have, yeah, we have Mark who doesn't really like that word. So, but when someone doesn't like something, you know what? That's time to use it.
Oh, you rebel. Well, I think Mark will be back next week to put us in our place.
That's right. That's with whip, and hopefully he'll be wearing some nice leather chaps. We'll see. let's go to Skype. We've got other calls in the line, so hopefully we can get you all in. I'm not giving out the number now. But we've got Corey. Corey, you with us?
Yes, sir.
What hey, would Corey. You like to talk about, Corey?
Well, I've got a few things on my mind.
Sure.
I was listening to a really, really awesome podcast today that's it's done by a really awesome dude and awesome lady.
Really?
It's called Sovereign Tech.
Oh, man.
Everyone should check it out.
Thanks, thank you, Corey. Yeah, glad to hear it. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you were talking about morality today, and I think that any time you discuss anarchy, libertarianism, any of the ideas of liberty, I think that it's that you have to focus on morality and responsibility and virtue, because with liberty comes a requirement that you act in a virtuous way, that you act in a responsible and respectful way in society. So I applaud your ideas about sovereign tech and incorporating morality into it, a non-religious morality especially.
Sure. Thank you for that. Thank you very much, Corey. I think it's important that a lot of these ideas of liberty and anarchy, honestly, I think they do fall apart if you do not start with the initial premise that humans are, they're not inherently evil. You know?
Exactly. I mean, that's what the government kind of assumes. That's how I see law. Law seems to me to be a symptom of a social failure. When I was in elementary school, I kind of got in a fight one time, and my teacher told me, hey, why don't you try to talk about this before you go to physical violence? And I think that's applicable today. People should be discussing things and talking and trying to convince each other, not having guns drawn on them and put in cages.
Right.
But that's just me.
Sadly, it is just a few people that seem to think that's the way to handle situations.
But I am very positive, and I believe that we can convince a lot more people as long as we take the tack that you and Ian and Mark and Stephanie have all taken, the peaceful solution. I also found it interesting that immediately after you mentioned Albert Pike, a caller called in about the NWO.
That is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. But I did want to say that the Albert Pike statue that is in Washington, D.C. was actually put there by the Scottish Rite and was administered by them for several years until the government took over the administration of
the Scottish Rite is a group of Freemasons.
There's two groups in the United States. There's the York Rite, which is generally the Northeast, and then the rest of it is Scottish Rite.
Incorrect, actually.
Okay.
You have the Scottish Rite of the Southern Jurisdiction, which was Albert Pike's ritual that he wrote in the mid-1800s.
Right, he wrote like Morals and Dogma, yeah.
Yes, he did. But he also wrote the ritual for Scottish Rite.
Yep.
Then you have the Northern Jurisdiction of Scottish Rite, which I believe is somehow different. And then you have the York Rite, which is throughout.
Gotcha.
Scottish Rite is less religious. It's more... I don't know how to put it. More Enlightenment-oriented.
Sure.
And the York Rite is more Christian-oriented from what I understand.
Right. Well, the York Rite doesn't need a book like Morals and Dogma, which is a very, could be, I think, described as an esoteric work.
Oh, it most certainly is.
I mean,
you mentioned Manly P. Hall and
sure.
all those guys. It's exactly that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting. That explains where it came from.
What does it all mean?
Well, with the Albert Pike statue, what Corey's saying is that, essentially it wasn't put there by the government. It was put by people before. Did I get that right? It was put there by the Scottish Rite that were running.
There's actually no mention of the Civil War on that statue. A lot of people think that it's some kind of NWO put there by the Freemasons as a symbol. The George Washington Memorial in Washington, D.C. is also currently, it was built and it is currently maintained by Freemasons in America.
Yeah, and so, it's got, it's a weird thing. I mean, that there's this, giant obelisk, that looks like something out of Egypt or out of the front of the Vatican, for that matter. They have one there, too. And it's very, very odd that a Christian nation would choose that as a symbol of its first leader.
This is most certainly not a Christian name.
No. I know. You're absolutely right, Corey.
Is a phallic symbol, and while I don't really care for the phallic symbolism.
It's there.
So you're saying America is not a Christian nation? I mean, I don't really have much of an opinion on this because I'm not Christian, but
it most certainly is not a Christian nation. In 1797, the Senate unanimously ratified the Treaty of Tripoli, and the 11th article said that America is in no way founded on the Christian religion, because they were trying to make peace with Muslims or what they called Mohammedans in Libya. That's fairly explicitly written in 1797, which was 6 years after
the Bill of Rights. Yeah.
Why do so many people believe that America is a Christian nation? Is it wishful thinking?
Cold War era politics, solidarity in religion as well as in politics. You have to hate the commies and you have to be a Christian to be a real American.
Sure, it's just another way to keep people thinking what you want them thinking.
Precisely. Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that makes sense to me. No conspiracies required.
Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson, these men were all deists.
Yeah.
They didn't believe that they certainly weren't Christians by the way people believe today.
Yeah, no.
But thank y'all. I know y'all have people on the line. I'll go.
All right, Corey. Thank you. Great call,
to talk to you.
As always.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for listening to Sovereign Tech. Real quick, we're going to go to, we got another call. We've got Brenda in Pennsylvania. Brenda, are you with us?
I am.
What would you like to talk about, Brenda? We've only got a couple minutes.
Well, you've got your Constitution written by written by Satan. I honestly don't know if it was written by Satan, but I do know I'm fighting the biggest life in my life right now. My son's been found guilty of third-degree murder, which was self-defense.
How tragic.
Well, the young man that was shot was a relative of the arresting officer, and a bunch of things came up missing. I'm a single mom of three boys, raised them all. They've all got diplomas. One's got his degree. The second one's working on his degree. But being, you know, on the poor side, I just put a video up on YouTube. The poor people don't have no rights. So as far as I'm concerned with the Constitution, the people can take that Constitution and the Bill of Rights and tear it up, because unless you have money or power, you're no one in this world.
You know, I really empathize greatly with you, Brenda. And I actually agree. I think that is part of the problem with a lot of the laws that we have, is that none of them have any compassion. I mean, they're just words. They have no compassion behind them. And when people rely on those as their standard of how to treat other people,
they don't even rely. They don't follow them.
Even like when they access them, when they try to say, well, no, this is the standard that we all have to sit by, there's no care behind that.
No, and the standards don't apply equally, as Brenda found out. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
There's one set of rules for the rest of us and another set of rules for the powerful people.
I think that's a fact. Brenda, yeah, I am so sorry to hear about this. Thank you very much for your call, and I totally agree with your sentiments and your frustration with a system that just doesn't help anyone. And to kind of bring it full circle, the idea, if this was a Christian nation, this stuff wouldn't be going on. You know what I mean? Like the things would be so much different, because supposedly Christianity is teaching love and understanding, especially understanding. I've talked about on this show before that, you know, a lot of the this her son's getting third degree murder. He's getting charged with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most murders, not to belittle them, because personally, I don't believe anyone should ever. I don't want any human to ever die for any reason, any at all. I'll make that perfectly clear. But most of the time, it's self-defense, crime of passion, things like that. And you're going to go lay on them like there's some kind of, like, you know, that there's some kind of crazed killer?
She said the arresting officer was related to the person who attacked her son. So that sounds like a pretty clear conflict of interest.
Sure,
anyway.
You got nepotism or whichever. It's a tragedy when people die, you know, all the way around. But we need to have understanding for everybody in those situations. Anyway, thank you so much for the Saturnalia edition of Free Talk Live.
And it'll be up on the website at freetalklive.com later tonight.
That's right. And we'll see you in 21 hours on the radio. Free Talk Live.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. and we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.